We're joined now by the Minister for Justice, Helen McEntee. A very good afternoon to you, Minister, and thanks for talking
good
to
afternoon.
Us on the programme on this very sad day. And you have been saying today that every effort will be made to ensure that justice is done in relation to the killing of Aisling, and we'll talk about that in just a moment. But first of all, I'm sure you'd like to take the opportunity to extend your sympathy and condolences to the Murphy family and everybody, every member of Aisling's family and all her circle of friends.
I want to offer my condolences to Aisling's, to her family, to her friends, to all of her colleagues. We've just heard from James, her colleague and the principal of the school, to all of her community and indeed the wider community. We have been hearing all morning from so many who have talked so fondly about Aisling. She was a young woman, a beautiful woman, who had only just graduated, was teaching, was very talented, clearly very talented, and so involved locally. And for this to happen, it's absolutely devastating. And I know so many people are trying to come to terms with this, and it is very difficult for them. Yes, the Garda investigation has been launched. I spoke to the Garda Commissioner only this morning, and he has reassured me that every single effort is being made, will be made, to make sure that justice is done for Aisling. And if I could just reiterate Superintendent Eamon Curley's request and call, and that is anybody who has any information. It doesn't matter if you feel that it's not important or that it's small information. If you've been in the area in the you know, at the time or during the day, please come forward, because every piece of information will be absolutely vital in making sure that whoever has done this and committed this crime, that they are brought to justice. But you know, this is such a senseless act. I think everybody is coming to terms or trying to come to terms as to why this would happen, how this would happen. And you know, we have a family grieving and a community grieving here, and I just offer my sincerest condolences to everyone, to her family in particular.
You've described this as every family, every woman's worst nightmare. What do you say to those who are fearful now today, looking at what happened in Tullamore yesterday, and concerned?
Well, I say this is every woman's worst nightmare, because while we shouldn't, women do take precautions, and you know, it is unfortunately the case that women don't always feel safe. And so Aisling went out for a run in broad daylight. She went to an area that was populated with people. She went to an area that we have heard from so many locally, people felt safe in, and yes, this has happened to her. And so this is why it is every woman's worst nightmare, and every family's worst nightmare. But more generally, the issue that we now face around women feeling safe, we need to make sure that we listen to this, that we take all of this on board, that as a society we come together to deal with this issue, and that while this is a murder investigation and it will be treated as a serious case, that it is more broadly the issue of keeping people safe and ensuring that there is zero tolerance for violence against women is something that we need to work together on to deal with.
I think we probably should remind people that most women who are killed by somebody they know. A situation in which a killing is committed by somebody who is unknown to the woman is relatively rare. I think around 10 or 13% of cases fall into that category. But it is also the case that women, even in public spaces where they should feel safe, very often don't.
Well, look, you're right. The vast majority of violence against women, be it sexual violence, domestic violence, the perpetrators are known to them. It often happens in their home. But there are instances where this is not the case. And again, this is why this is so shocking for many people, because it is rare, but it does happen. What we need to do is make sure that we all come together to try and deal with this issue. And so in a matter of weeks, I will be publishing the new national strategy on domestic and sexual violence. I've been leading this work across government, and really the goal is very clear, that there is zero tolerance for violence against women, that we ensure that women are safe. And how we will achieve this goal is every element of government, so education, working with health, social protection, housing, my own criminal justice section, making sure that those who perpetrate this violence, that they face the full rigours of the law, and that we work with the community and voluntary sector, state agencies and all of our community to achieve that overall goal. Absolute zero tolerance for violence against women. This is a priority for me. This is a priority for our government. And only this week I met with the Taoiseach to discuss this, to discuss our plans for this publication, and to make sure that every action that we can put in place will lead to that ultimate goal, that there is zero tolerance for violence against women, and that those who do perpetrate that violence, that they face the absolute full rigour of the law.
Is this part of a wider climate, a wider issue here, though, Minister? I noticed that Aisling was out for a run yesterday afternoon when she was attacked, and it was something she apparently did quite regularly. But we had a survey last year from the magazine Runner's World and Women's Health saying that 60% of women, and they surveyed women in Britain and Ireland, 60% of female runners, this is specifically in relation to women taking exercise out in the open, they've been harassed on a run. 25% of them regularly subjected to sexist comments and unwanted advances while they're out and about. Now, what does that tell us about our society?
Well, I think it tells us that we still have work to do. And as I've said, it is unfortunately the case that women do not feel safe. I have said it myself, that there have been instances where I do not feel safe. And so it's not about what measures women can take to feel safe or to be safe. It's how can we collectively work together to ensure that that is the case. And so that is why this new national strategy is extremely important, because it's about bringing all of our society, every arm of government, working across with voluntary community sectors, but individuals, to educate people and to make sure that the concerns that women have, the fear that we have, that people listen to that, and that it's not just dismissed, that people take this on board, and obviously that men take this on board as well. You know, as part of the strategy, there'll be a focus on education. How do we bring this conversation into the public consciousness? And you will have seen in recent years specific adverts, you will have seen this being discussed and talked about much more, because it needs to be, because it is too prevalent in our society, and because unfortunately women are more likely to be victims of domestic or sexual violence or harassment. They are more likely to experience that than men. So we do have work to do. There is a huge amount of progress has been made in recent years, but there is huge amount of progress that is still to be made. And again, that is why I have prioritised this, government has prioritised this, and I really cannot stress how important it is that we all work together to try and deal with this as an issue. But can I bring it back to the issue at hand? A young woman has been murdered. This is the most serious of crimes. It is an evil act. It will be treated as such, and the Gardaí will have everything that they require to make sure that whoever has done this, that they will be brought to justice.
Minister for Justice Helen McEntee, thank you for talking to us on the programme. And just to say that the National Women's Council is organising a vigil tomorrow afternoon to remember Aisling Murphy. It'll take place outside Leinster House tomorrow afternoon, as I say, at 4 o'clock. Back with more after this short break.